Chapter 1, Scene 4, page 30. Rajiv's memory traveled back to the lunch he had with his mother before he put the two on the plane to the U.S. She took him after a Sunday prayer, letting Mr. Patel and Rani go home alone. "I will have lunch with Raj. We'll give you a call when we're ready to come home," she said to the driver. His father and sister looked at each other and smiled as the car resumed the trip to their house. They realized Mrs. Patel would have more than 7 commandments to recite to Rajiv. He recalled that she did not open any serious subject during eating their meal. Still a kid, Rajiv dropped his guards and thought she was only making him feel special. Soon enough, he realized that she wanted him to feel peaceful before she broached her fears. While they sipped their tea, she suddenly said, "Raj, would you always make me proud of you?" "By all means, Mama. You should never think otherwise. Even when you are alone, in a different country, and surrounded by different people?" "I will always be the same person, Mama, your son, whom you raised and loved." "But son, you will be tested hard on your human weaknesses. You will be challenged mercilessly by witty sinners." "What do you mean, Mama?" "Listen, Raj, America has a lot of temptations. You are an excellent biology student, becoming a surgeon, right? You know young men have sexual desires, strong sometimes to overcome their devotion to God. In America, Raj, there are beautiful girls who will avail themselves to you. You will feel helpless with your biological urge. I want you to know that this is rough, very rough. When this happens to you, Raj, would you go with the stream and get lost? Or would you preserve and stick tight to your roots and purpose?" Her words shook him from the inside. He saw a tear coming down her cheek, which his warm hand rushed to wipe as he knelt in front of her. She had his face between her two hands, and they exchanged sad gazes. A flashback of memories played in their heads at the same moment. She remembered the day he was born, his first clothes, first steps, first family picture that included him. He recalled the first day of kindergarten, bedtime stories, her singing while feeding him, and taking his side whenever in trouble. Rajiv held her hand that held his face, looked her in the eyes and said, "No temptation can make me lose my purpose, Mama. Nothing I do will ever make you unhappy. I will always cherish what you taught me. Don't worry, please."